Chapter 17. A Prayer by David. Hear, Lord, my righteous plea, give ear to my prayer, that doesn't go out of deceitful lips. Let my sentence come forth from your presence. Let your eyes look on equity. You have proved my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me, and found nothing. I have resolved that my mouth shall not disobey. As for the works of men, by the word of your lips, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I have called on you, for you will answer me, God. Turn your ear to me. Hear my speech. Show your marvelous loving kindness, you who save those who take refuge by your right hand from their enemies. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings, from the wicked who oppress me, my deadly enemies, who surround me. They close up their callous hearts. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now surrounded us in our steps. They set their eyes to cast us down to the earth. He is like a lion that is greedy of his prey, as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, Lord, confront him. Cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked by your sword, from men with your hand, Lord, from men of the world, whose portion is in this life. You fill their womb with treasure. They are satisfied with children, and they leave their wealth to their little ones. As for me, I shall see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied, when I awake, with seeing your form.